Welcome to High Strangeness, where we ask questions and explore all that is strange and unexpected in our reality.
Good afternoon and welcome to High Strangeness. My name is Tony, and today we're going to take a quick look at some of the most interesting UFO activities that have occurred between the years of 1967 and 1994. So let's get started with 1969, the Berkshire UFO sighting. September 1, 1969, in Berkshire County, Massachusetts, when over 250 people allegedly reported witnessing a UFO. On that day in September, the Reed family claimed they had an encounter with a UFO. Their 9-year-old son, Tom Reed, described that there was three objects that he had seen. There were two spheres of lights and a shell that made a triangle with the Reed's car in the middle of it. Through this incident, the family lost consciousness, and when they finally came to, Nancy Reed and her mother had mysteriously switched positions in the car, and the car ignition and lights were off. Now that's crazy. It's one thing to have that experience, but then to have your seats changed in the car and not knowing, that's one that would be pretty hard to overlook. Next one, 1973, the Pascagoula abduction. I hope I'm saying that right. Pascagoula abduction. Melvin Park and Charles Hickson contacted the Jackson County Sheriff's Office claiming they were abducted by aliens while fishing from the bank of the Pascagoula River. Parker described the incident as a big light shaped like a football coming out of the clouds. Three creatures came gliding out of the craft and took them aboard. They were completely paralyzed but still conscious. The two men were subject to medical examinations by a giant robotic eye. They were then returned to the shore and the craft sped away in the night sky. Hickson and Parker promptly reported the incident to Kessler Air Force Base and the Jackson County Sheriff's Department. A secretly made audio recording revealed that they were traumatized, worried about their families, and had no intention of deceiving anyone. Hickson reportedly passed a polygraph examination as well after all this happened. Now in 1978, the Zanfretta UFO incident in Italy. At around 11:30 p.m., Officer Zanfretta entered the backyard of a villa and saw an oval-shaped red object, which he estimated to be about 33 feet in diameter. He saw lights coming from the garden and then allegedly came face-to-face with several figures that he described as huge green, frightful, and ugly creatures with yellow triangular eyes and clawed feet with a sort of mottled skin, which kind of looked like the skin was melting or bubbling. Officer Zanfretta was later found unconscious and in a state of shock when his colleagues came and found him. Later, he went under hypnosis, and he claimed that the beings had abducted him and taken him to a bright room in their aircraft. 1978, the Emilson abduction in Poland. On May 10, 1978, Jan Wolski claims to have had an alien encounter. The farmer told his friends and family that on that day he was driving a horse-drawn carriage when all of a sudden two small beings appeared next to him. Apparently they had olive skin, webbed hands, and slanted eyes. They led him to a small clearing where a UFO was waiting. Then they brought him inside the craft to examine him. When people went to examine the site later, there was no flying saucer anywhere. However, there were strange footprints all over the clearing. Now, in 1980, the Rendlesham Forest incident. This incident's pretty big, and it's often called Britain's Roswell incident. During this time, there was a series of reported sightings of unexplained lights near Rendlesham Air Forest. What you're seeing here is a fence at the site of the former East Gate of Woodbridge Air Force Base, where the incident began in December 1980. Now, servicemen initially thought it was a downed aircraft According to Halt's memo, upon entering the forest to investigate, they witnessed a glowing object that was metallic in appearance with colored lights. As they attempted to approach the object, it appeared to move through the trees, and the animals on a nearby farm went into a frenzy. Here you see a picture of what they described this UFO to look like. Now, the next thing that started to happen around this time with high frequency were the signs of crop circles all over the place. In 1983, the summer of crop circle fields in England. During this time and around the world, there were all sorts of crop circles with different levels of complexity, some very basic and some as complex as this one. And now here in 1994, we have the aerial school, which is a phenomenon that occurred in Zimbabwe. On September 16, 1994, 62 students at the aerial school in Rua, Zimbabwe, experienced something. They claimed to witness a silvery disc come down from the sky and land in a field nearby their school. Now, although the students interpreted the phenomenon in different ways, they all described the object and the figures that they saw in the same way. Here in this picture, you are seeing the cover of a movie that was actually generated to tell this story. So there you go. Just a few of the events that happened between 1967 and 1994. Now remember, there's a lot of strange and unexpected out there. Keep your eyes, ears, and minds open. And until next time, stay safe.
Thank you for listening to High Strangeness. This was a glance at some of the strange that exists in our reality.